Oh.
January, did we get a green light for all of this stuff?
They ordered the stuff already, and we're just waiting for when it comes in so they can schedule a day to come and...
Do installation?
Do the installation and then some training.
Cool.
Aubrey said he was gonna check into that email and stuff, you know, the money is owed.
Right.
I know, I said could.
Oh.
So...
Wheeler.
Right behind you.
Protest. Good to go. 40 seconds, you ready? Like to call the meeting of City Council for November 13th, 2023, and ask everybody to rise. Les, would you like to lead us in prayer, please?
Father, we thank you for being a God of order, even in the times that we're out of it. We thank you that we are not only one nation under God, but that you are the one God over all of our nation. Thank you for being God over our government and helping those gathered in serving Seymour citizenry and those that engage in business with them. If discussion of matters should come up, may that discussion be subject-centered, void of personal attack. As those gathered here are fiscal stewards for the town, thank you for imparting your wisdom in financial matters. And now, Father, may your peace, the kind that passes all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus as we submit these matters of government to you with thanksgiving, for it's in the authority of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Les. Please join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody be seated, please. Roll call, Mr. Bowes.
Mr. Story here.
Mr. Cunningham.
Mr. Wheeler.
Yep.
Mr. Hackney.
Here.
Mr. Hubbard.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Early.
Here. In lieu of the mayor being in Japan, I'll be taking over for him tonight. And so throw darts at me, whatever you want to. I'm sure there are going to be some goof-ups, and that's okay. So, okay, has anybody had a chance to read the minutes from the previous meeting?
Yes, and I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Reports from committees, boards, and commissions.
Reports, Mr. Story.
Maybe a little bit. Jerry and I had met on the airport road. We received an email, Councilman Davidson, and I think what Councilman Davidson had requested is essentially what we would be also asking for. What I'm specifically talking about is Hess Drive.
Yeah.
Hess Drive is actually what Airport Road should have been called, which is now...
North Airport Road, Pringy.
Yeah, North Airport Road, thank you. Not Pringy Way, but what we would, as a committee, what we had asked was for us to consider, Lasher Drive between Central Christian Church and actually where Seth lives, to be renamed as Hess.
Is that, how many residents sit on that?
Zero. But on Airport Road South, south of 2nd Street, it was 1969 that the ordinance reads that should have been renamed to Hess Road. So our committee, thoroughfare and drainage, yes?
That is, that's a one-block section. It's not all of Blatcher, so.
Yeah.
Correct.
Just between Second and Westgate.
Correct.
We're talking about, yeah.
So our, I think the real question is maybe with you, Chris, if we could maybe get your help to sort of sort all that out from the 1969 ordinance.
What sits on that block? Is it just the?
It's between my house and Central Christian Church.
So there's nothing there, so it's not, no address changes for anybody?
Correct.
Back in 69, what was designated as Hess Way, Hess Road, Hess?
Street.
Street?
It just did not define drive road or anything like that. But I think because Harold was killed there on the railroad tracks in 69, the thought was to rename North Airport Road in his honor. But it never happened. And if you read the ordinance, it's very, the wording, I mean, Darren, you looked at it. I think everybody in City Hall looked at kind of what it actually meant or.
It's been a while ago. I don't remember the exact, when we first looked at it about a year ago.
But I mean, how this all came up was our discussion last meeting about renaming that section to Pringy Way, which our committee had suggested just relinquishing that road. And, I mean, it is currently signed. Seymour High School put up signs for Pringy Way. That section from the railroad tracks, I think all the way to Community Drive, was intended to be Hess, according mm-hmm. to 1969 ordinance. Now, it's never been named that way. As a matter of fact, I don't think very many people even knew that Airport Road, you know, there at the school, which is now Pringy Way, was actually even a road that was named.
Yeah, I don't think that was even a section that the city maintained.
They don't maintain it. No, school maintains it.
I think the last time it was resurfaced, the school paid for it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So I think we need your help sorting all of that out. Going all the way back to that 1969 ordinance that we sort of want to abandon the renaming of the section of Airport Road that was intended to be Hess.
Okay. I think you have to amend the 1969 ordinance.
I just want to make sure we do everything we need to do. I mean, if it's going back and looking at that ordinance to make sure that you say you don't know if it was actually Hess or it was in an ordinance, but we've never really.
Was it Hess Street? I don't have it. I
just want to make it right. Whatever it is,
sure.
We need to make it right. And I don't know what that answer is. I didn't see the ordinance in 69, but I.
Dave wasn't on the council.
It is Hess Street East.
What's that?
Yeah, it was Hess Street East and Hess Street West, which did not make any sense. But.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, kind of going back, I think our committee is just asking for preparation of an ordinance that sort of sorts out the 1969 stuff,
okay.
But also renaming that section of Lasher where there is no parcel address,
okay.
Which is in between Second and Westgate.
Okay.
Will that satisfy the family? Do we know that answer first?
Because that's where this is coming from, correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
Do you want me to get you his?
I've spoke with Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wayne, I thought Wayne had intended to be in here tonight, but That was the expectation.
Okay. It might take me a couple of emails back and forth with the committee to kind of make sure that I've got everything correct. But yes, I can absolutely prepare something like that. I know the school board is in the process of submitting a petition to vacate this section of Airport Road. To kind of jump through all the hoops to make the Pringy Way name change official, but we can definitely get this.
And I didn't mean to blend all that in.
Sure.
Our committee was really kind of hands off on that.
Yep.
So the vacating, that's still good to go.
Well, it's got to go to Plan Commission.
Okay. Okay.
And then once Plan Commission.
But from here, it's good to go. From what we, vacating that, after it goes through Plan Commission.
It would come back to council.
Okay.
I would assume that.
Okay.
It would pass, yeah, no problems, but we just gotta kind of jump through all the.
Okay.
Sorry for the.
No, 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 that's okay. That's, I just, whatever we were doing, I want to make sure we're gonna do it right, and I think Darren had a good point too. Is the family okay with that? Because I'd sure hate to do all this and then like, well, no, that's not. So, I mean, I just want to make sure the T's and I's are, you know, dotted and crossed. That's where I was coming from, so.
It was never, the signage was never changed on it either, so.
Okay. Reports, Mr. Wheeler?
No, sir.
Anything, Mr. Hackney?
No, sir.
Mr. Hubbard?
No.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Mr. Early, did you have any reports as council president?
No, I don't.
Okay, as acting mayor, we're back to you then.
Okay. There's no public hearing. I think we'll just go right into old business. Old business, Mr. Story? Mr. Wheeler?
No, sir.
Mr. Hackney?
No, sir.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I was looking at this one that Brett had. Are we going to cover that or?
That was actually, we suspended the rules and approved it on second reading last time.
Okay.
So I think it was just a.
We had done that.
Yes.
Then yes, I have one.
Okay, thank you.
I will make a motion to read ordinance number 28, council bill number 49 by title only.
Second that.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should ask you, I don't know, but anyway.
It's up to you, let's see if you mess up, huh?
The second reading ordinance number 28, council bill 49 for 2023, an ordinance amending the salary of temporary employees for the Parks Department for the year 2024, amending the 2023 ordinance number 23, council bill 44, finance committee, Mr. Hackney.
Yes, this actually is just to make a correction to the budget. The temporary part-time labor was supposed to be $10 an hour and it appeared in the budget at $15 an hour. So this ordinance is just to correct that and change it back to $10 per hour. So any questions from council?
Does that change the surplus in the budget at all?
No, it does not. It stays the same. Any other questions? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, I will make a motion to approve ordinance number 28, council bill number 49 on second reading.
Second.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Ordinance number 28, council bill 49 is passed second reading, 6-0-1. Any old business, anything else, Mr. Hackney?
No, sir.
Mr. Hubbard?
No.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Mr. Early, back to you.
No. New business?
New business, Mr. Story?
No.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes, sir. I will make a motion to read ordinance number 29, council bill number 50 by title only.
Second.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Introduction of ordinance number 29, council bill number 50 for 2023. An ordinance of the common council of the city of Seymour, Indiana, authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of providing funds to pay for certain capital improvements and incidental expenses in connection therewith and on account of the issuance of the bond. Finance committee, Mr. Hackney.
Yes, and if I hadn't said my title only, would you have read all
the Sure. I had a glass of water here to go with it.
This is the first step to issue a bond to replace the 2020 bond, which will be paid off soon. This will be a five-year bond with the principal amount not to exceed $3 million. And the is to be used to purchase a new fire truck and new police vehicles and some other miscellaneous things, I believe. So, any questions from the council? Questions from the audience? Then I will make a motion to approve ordinance number 29, council bill number 50 on first reading.
Second.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Ordinance number 29, Council Bill number 50 for 2023 has passed first reading, 601. Any additional new business, Mr. Hackney?
Nothing else.
Mr. Hubbard?
No, sir.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Mr. Early?
Nope.
Back to you.
Wow, pretty quick. Miscellaneous business from council. The only thing I have is I want to congratulate everybody on the reelection and the two new candidates in the front row. You'll be here before you know it. So, again, congratulations to all. Thank you for your service. And any miscellaneous business from the audience? Hearing none, I'd ask for motion to adjourn.
So moved. So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Meeting adjourned.
Good job, sir.
That's how you run a meeting.